A year ago, the Summer Olympics were in full swing in Rio de Janeiro. The focus was mostly on the athletes, and the problems that plagued organizers ahead of the Games seemed forgotten. Now, 12 months later, it's clear that many of those problems are still there. For example, one of the legacies of the 2016 Olympics was supposed to be a safer city. Officials in Rio promised reforms to make that happen. Here's an update from reporter Catherine Osborne.
On Rio's one-year Olympic anniversary, thousands of federal troops patrol the streets. And they're going to be there for a while. Brazil's Ministry of Defense announced the troops are going to stay until the end of 2018. Their deployment is in response to criticism that security in Rio was out of control. This past June alone, 106 people died in gunfire in the city. Many were killed in shootouts between drug traffickers and police.
Nós estamos numa guerra. É previsível que aconteçam coisas indesejáveis.
That's Federal Security Minister Sergio Echegoyen speaking last week. He said, quote, "We're at war. You can expect that undesirable things will happen, even some injustices." This is a major shift from the policing strategy launched before the Olympics, called pacification, which was supposed to de-escalate relations between police and poor communities.
I think it's a failure of public security in Rio, you know, as a whole.
Sociologist Julita Lim-Gruber tracks police behavior and attitudes citywide at Cândido Mendes University. She says Rio police had a genuine opportunity to reform their ways as the city prepared to host the Olympics. But there's been no serious follow-through.
It's really a media show marked with cynicism and hypocrisy.
One example, she says, is the army's claim that it's now necessary to bring tanks to Rio to map the local terrain. She points out that local police forces have spent heavily on intelligence in recent years, spending that authorities defended in order to prepare Rio for the Olympics. Research by an Amnesty International initiative called Crossfire shows that it's Rio's favelas that are most affected by the security breakdown. Some neighborhoods experience daily shootouts that close schools and businesses. Tanaji Medeiros lives in the Alemão group of favelas.
Na nossa conta, são 195 dias que nós
he says he's counted 197 days of shootouts through July. That's almost every day so far this year. And these are shootouts that kill both residents and police. Medeiros is part of a citizen journalism collective called Papo Reto, or Straight Talk, which denounces security failures in Alemão, with the help of smartphones and video streaming through Facebook Live. He plays me a video he recorded about a month ago when he woke up to go to work just as a gun battle was happening near his house.
Estudando para faculdade, isso depois de já ter passado a vida inteira ouvindo tiro, e eu refleti sobre o som de tiro que eu tinha ouvido, tiro.
Upon reflection, he says, it's crazy that people were getting up to leave their houses and go to work during all this. His recording captured over 30 gunshots being fired in just 4 minutes. Last month, Medeiros helped launch a campaign called Favela Lives Matter, inspired by a partnership between Brazilian activists and American representatives of Black Lives Matter, who have now visited Rio twice.
Foi só a pressão popular que foi possível fazer.
He says the campaign is turning up popular pressure on the government over its failure to deliver security to its citizens. And that activism is slowly bringing results. Last month, political organizers from the Alemão favelas worked with a public prosecutor to force the police to stop invading resident homes to set up makeshift operating bases.
Com as Olimpíadas, os abusos aumentaram e a resistência aumentou também.
He says he's seen at least one welcome Olympic legacy, a stronger resistance, and new alliances between activists to push back against government failures. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.